Good morning. We'll call the meeting to order of the Washoe State Fish and Wildlife Commission for Saturday, February 8th, 2020. Welcome the few that we have here this morning. Our first item of the day is open public input, but we don't have any, which is a little unusual. So I guess we'll go to break. No, we're not.
I make a suggestion.
Commissioner
Baker.
Baker with a B, yeah.
We always get pressed for time at the end when we're trying to do a few administrative things. There are a couple of people who told me that they would be here and wanted to speak in open public input. So may we, if we don't have any, kind of get some of these kind of things done now so we don't have to do them at the end of the meeting?
Yes, ma'am. Take it away.
Oh.
If you got an idea.
Wasn't what I expected. Okay. Then we will switch to a brief.
Now to the open public comment, and we have one.
All right.
Ruth Musgrave, please. And you know, you know the role, so look forward to your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Madam Vice Chair, and the Commission.
I just want to give you kind of a lowdown on what's going on with pollinators around the country. I work with the National Caucus of Environmental Legislators, and I help support, I'm kind of remote staff for legislators who call and ask for information on various things. Pollinators is huge. I would say it's the biggest conservation issue that I work on. So I did a quick search on how many bills there were last year, and this is just legislatively, not just within agencies and all. There were over 50 bills last year. Many of them were enacted. And this year, there are over 60 bills. So what you're doing, you're certainly not alone. One of the ones I want to just tell you about real quickly that's gotten a lot of national excitement, apparently it's in O Magazine, is Minnesota's Lawns to Legumes program. They got about $900,000 to let your average citizen with residential lawns apply for matching funds up to $350 each home. To change their lawns into native pollinator-friendly plants. It was such a hit that they're having to choose people by lottery, and this year they're trying to get the same amount again. Then they're going to try to make it permanent because it's so popular up there. And one of the things I would say, the only glitches that come up is that you need to try to be careful to have native pollinators and not weeds. Now, one of the things that qualifies is trees that pollinators like, as well as lawn mixes where you just set your mower a little bit higher and let the plants flower and then cut them off. But there are youth programs. There's a program in New Mexico where the kids actually did an art contest for vanity license plates for pollinators. That was a very big deal. And they've also gotten a pollinator garden in the state capitol. So lots and lots going on. This is one of the things that I see that really gets youth outside, gets them excited. And I was getting grilled yesterday afternoon by a reporter about pollinator programs. So I just want to let you know, I think it's one of those things that builds excitement, gets people outside, builds involvement, and it also builds trust. And I think that the fact that the agency's considering it is terrific. So I just wanted to tell you, for these residential programs, Minnesota has one, New Jersey, Virginia encourages pollinator gardens, California, and New Mexico. So lots going on, and congratulations for considering pollinators.
Okay.
Yes.
Any questions for Commissioner Smith?
Hi, Ruth. Good to see you.
Hi, good to see you.
Do you have that in writing that you could share?
The Lawns to Lagoons program?
Yeah, well, what you were just saying, because...
Sure. Well,
I would like to follow up on some of those, but you rattle them off, you know.
Absolutely. We will write it up and...
You could just send it to Nikki.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet.
Mr. Baker?
earlier in our Big Tent Committee, we were talking about the new approach, a slightly shifted approach to our agencies, the way we conduct our business. And one of the things, as they were talking about strategic planning in BPAG, it was reported, is that there was sort of a thought of, I mean, why would we do pollinators? Because there's other people doing pollinators. And so we had a lot of discussion about that this morning, but do you have an opinion about that?
I do. I feel that one of the things, you know, you all probably know there was a forum of stakeholders back in 2017, and the stakeholders included agencies, hunters, tribes, lots of NGOs, and the conclusions were that one of the top things, challenges for this agency is building trust, and so I feel this program is an easy gimme to build trust and to get great publicity. You'll probably get lots of press over it. And so, yes, I think this is one of those things. I think it's worth whatever investment you're going to make. And, of course, funding was one of the four issues, and that's a constant struggle. I'll also tell you you're not alone. There are a lot of state legislators who are working on this in this state and also trying to help you. But those factors, another one is building coalitions. This is also an easy way to build coalitions. So does that answer your question?
It does.
Thank you.
Ruth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
We are now moving into agenda item 11, hunting contest. This is a brief.